Y'all ain't gonna believe this. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. This is how we start now. We literally, let me tell y'all something what happened. Okay, welcome back, by the way. Lounge Talk with J18. I got my sis here. We here in person, as y'all
Yeah, we are. We in person.
Because she came in town from Canada for my parents' 35th anniversary.
Yeah.
And celebration. Yeah. And we had a family vacation, too. So that's why it took a minute for us to get this one out, y'all.
Yeah.
So I apologize for those
Thank you for your patience.
For those of y'all who have been looking and waiting on this.
Yeah. But shout out to the real ones.
Hey, y'all, we've been sitting here recording for about four minutes and 30 seconds and just realized that the camera wasn't recording. So that's why it's kind of starting off like the way it is, but I don't care. She was queuing up scripture today. We just had a whole thing. We just did a whole, but we're going to start off with the scripture today like we always do, and then we're going to get into it.
So the scripture of the day is Ecclesiastes 4, because we were talking about when you keep God in the center of your marriage, it's not easily broken, right? So
right.
Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, and it reads, "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken."
Yeah,
that threefold cord plays into the idea, or has the connotation, rather, that when you keep God in the center,
yes,
he is a cord. You and your wife are, or you and your spouse, rather, excuse me, are cords.
That's right.
And so when you have a threefold cord, it's not easily broken, meaning that there's strength there, there's retention there, there's longevity there, there's life there. So, I mean, when we talk about our parents being married for 35 years, and them kind of depositing their wisdom and knowledge and just words of kindness that they've experienced from each other and with the Lord, we can gain from that, because just as strong as their cord is just as strong as ours will be, right?
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true, man.
Yeah.
Because like we said before, we had to restart this whole thing.
Yeah.
35 years is a long time.
Long time.
Like you said before, they got married when
18 and 19. Yeah.
Yes. And I got married at 23.
Yeah.
And I remember how people were saying, you know, you kinda young.
Yeah.
This and that. And not directly, kinda like indirectly.
Yeah,
people kinda
for sure.
You know, her side, my side. It's kinda like,
yeah,
are you sure you people constantly asking you that. But you know, when God is in the center of it, man, it really don't matter. You know, and
that's the bottom line.
Yes.
And see, he got married younger than I did. Now, he's my younger brother, so this is an encouragement to all the single ladies. He's my younger brother by 3 years, okay? He got married before me. And see, that's why you got to learn how to celebrate people when they get something before you do, even though you may think you deserve it before them. I'm talking to somebody. You got to learn how to celebrate people.
Right.
Because I celebrated him when he got married before me, and mine didn't manifest almost 3 years later.
Yeah.
Two and a half, almost 3 years later.
Yeah.
But I was determined to not idolize this thing in my heart. This thing was marriage. I was determined to not idolize it, so that when my time came, the Lord will bless me the way that I so desire. Right? So.
Yeah. Yes, and it's important to. It's important to just trust God through the whole process, y'all. Just trust God through the process.
Absolutely.
So shout out to everybody out there that's watching this. You've been married for a long time.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to spit game and let the people that are younger than you, that are younger married couples, give them some keys on how to be successful and how you made it. Some of y'all been married 10. 10 years is a long time. I'm going on 6 years this June.
Ooh,
I've been through the storm and the rain, the heartache and pain. That is no,
and I've been through stuff.
Hold on, let me talk.
Tell them about.
I've been through some stuff. It ain't been easy. It ain't been easy, but you know, it's about taking it one day at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and really knowing before you get married that this is the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. Period. And having parents that celebrate 35 years, it's just good to have that example, because that's not common. That's a rare thing. First of all, to grow up with a daddy in the household.
Come on.
To have both parents and see that they, the fact that they stuck it out. That's an inspiration to me. And we only talking about this, y'all, because we trying to let other people out there know that it is possible to be in love and it can last. It don't have to be this, you know, you get married, y'all divorced in 6 months. It don't have to be like that.
No.
You can really choose to work on yourself and work on loving your spouse. Because it's work. Marriage is work.
It is. It's definitely work.
Yeah.
It's work, and but it's work that is worth the work.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother podcast.
It is. That is a whole nother podcast.
So we ain't going to get too deep into
it. It's worth it, though.
It is worth it.
Water your own grass.
Yes. Yes. I definitely watered my grass yesterday.
What?
Getting out there cutting that grass. Boy, I was out there cutting that grass yesterday.
Oh, I thought this was a metaphorical.
No, ain't no metaphor. This is real life. I went out there and hit that grass yesterday. Boy, cutting grass ain't no joke. Y'all
it's
work
a good
ain't
workout,
no joke.
Though.
It is
Did
a
you,
very good workout.
You got
workout.
A good sweat in?
Yeah, I sweat it. Okay. Yeah, I definitely sweat it. So news, what we got? What we talking about? What's
news
happening?
There's a couple of things that happened in the news this week. Actually, it's a few things that's been happening because we didn't upload last week or the week before that, actually. So there were a few things that happened. So we're just going to talk about just what happened this last week. Let's talk about the man that in New York.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the Trump is going... President Donald Trump is going through some trials, actual court trials, court proceedings, right?
Right.
Apparently, some guy who he called himself protesting the Trump trials, or he was doing something like that, set himself on fire outside.
Yeah, that's crazy. That doesn't make sense.
Now, some people say he's a conspiracy theorist, he's crazy, all these things. I don't care what he was. Setting yourself on fire is
people are going to the extreme. I've never seen in my life somebody going to the extreme and setting yourself on fire.
You know the mental space you have to be in to put gasoline over your body or to wear flammable material, however he did it.
Yeah.
And
actually light something and set yourself on fire, because I get the gist of the metaphor, like you putting gasoline on yourself. Even that's extreme.
Yeah.
But actually lighting, striking something and lighting yourself up.
Wild.
Y'all gotta stop this, man. I get it. I ain't burning myself up for Jesus unless, you know, I'm getting burnt up. Like, who was the three men that went into the fire? In the Bible.
Oh, you're talking.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Mm-hmm. And Abednego.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, but that was different because they were being persecuted.
They were.
Now, if I'm being persecuted and I need Jesus to come save me, that's different.
Yeah.
But I ain't just setting myself on fire.
No.
Jesus tell me I got to set myself on fire to make it. Then I guess I'm going somewhere where I'm going to burn. You know, I'm burning. Because Jesus would never tell me to do that.
He wouldn't. See, and this is what we get into it.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't tell you to do something like that. But people like him, like this man that set himself on fire, will swear up and down that a higher power or God told them to do.
You know what, period. There's just other ways to show your dedication. There's other ways.
I agree.
If you for Trump, hey, to each his own, go
whatever
ahead. But you ain't got to do that.
No.
And if you are a Trump supporter and you watching me, even if I don't care who you are, you ain't got to go that far.
That's too far, my
You know, you could you could post unlimited pictures of him on your Instagram. Yeah. You could have a Trump bumper sticker. You could have Trump lotion. I don't know.
Yeah.
He got toupees and all that stuff. You can have Trump toupees. You can paint your house, have Trump in front of your garage. You can have a Trump wrap on your car.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to do that. You ain't got to light yourself. Love yourself enough to not kill yourself for Trump.
No.
Or Biden or anybody.
No.
But if you being persecuted by Jesus for loving him, then that's a different story.
It is different. And you ain't letting
yourself
on fire.
He the only one.
You not
letting
yourself.
But I'm not doing that though. That's just stupid because when you
persecution means somebody's doing it to you.
Exactly.
Not you doing it to yourself.
Period. When I first heard that story, I think the dad said that he mentioned it on vacation. Yeah. And I just kept driving. I said, I don't want to hear that. I almost turned the music up. I'm riding. I don't want to hear that, man.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was
bad.
A whole lot.
It was
bad. I was late to the game when I seen it. I was like, ooh.
Come on, y'all. Y'all doing too much for these people. And he don't care about you. Trump don't care about you.
He don't know your name.
He don't care. Mm-mm. Trust me.
No.
He went to bed. He went to sleep that night. He had a good steak. He took a shower and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Don't care about you.
No.
What's next? What so we got? What else we got? That was that. We moving on.
And then we had another one. This one kind of touched my heart. This one wasn't very. This one was kind of sad for me. Mendisa. Most of you potentially know her if you are in Christian circles or you follow Christian music. She wrote the song. It's slipping me now.
Yeah, you in trouble now. You in trouble. That's not a good look for you.
That's not a good look.
This is bad.
This is horrible,
actually.
You're an overcomer. Yeah.
You should have had it on site. I was waiting on you. I knew that song.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Mendisa because when I first seen that, it's just a lot of untimely deaths.
She was only 47.
Yes, very young, man. We don't know. I don't know what it is. I didn't actually.
Well, so rumor has it or article said that she had battled depression. She battled mental illness. We don't know if that was the cause. Nobody knows.
I didn't read the coroner's report. Is it a coroner's? Is that what it is? The coroner's report when somebody died?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but she didn't have one.
Yes. Yeah, it's the coroner's report.
Okay. But she
I'm sorry, y'all. I almost broke out laughing. I ain't gonna lie. But I didn't read that her cause of death. But when I seen it, my initial reaction was
my heart drops
because there's so many untimely deaths going on. Like you looking up, and it's people that you know you just never thought are just dropping. That's why you have to look, y'all. You got if your relationship with the Lord and or whoever you believe in ain't right. Mm-hmm. You need to get right because you just never know.
No.
You never know. I lay down every night and I pray I wake up. I pray because you just don't know. You see some of the most healthiest people in the world on God's green earth jogging one day.
And down the next.
On the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Lifeless.
That's why when it comes to working out, that's why I don't try and let it control me.
I said this.
Because my time is my time.
Let me tell you something. You know what I said?
What'd you say?
I did a video talking about these people, these vegans.
Oh, yeah.
That think that. You know, you want to eat tree bark and you want to.
What you say?
Tree bark. And you want to eat fake jelly beans and all this stuff. Meat from the sky, whatever this stuff is.
Sky meat.
You're going to die. Let me tell you something. You're going to die on schedule. You're going to die on schedule. Trust me.
Ain't
none of that going to help you. That you might have a good. Now, I do agree. Somebody said
you
under my post.
You'll have a healthy heart.
You'll have a
healthy lungs.
But it ain't healthy if you dead.
Well,
you die.
If the lungs didn't cause it, people die and they sleep all the time. And there's no cause.
Yeah, but you're going to go on schedule.
And they end up, that heart end up so, becoming a heart transplant.
I didn't seen people vegans.
Yeah.
People that eat just pescatarians and all this stuff.
That's only fish.
Yeah. You can't. What God says, That's it. That ain't gonna discourage you because you will have a good quality of life. I ain't finished my comment.
Go ahead.
Somebody commented and said, "Well, that means you have a good quality of life. You eat better. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But you gonna
at the end of the day,
you gonna go on schedule.
You don't know when your time is gonna be. Is the point you're making?
But I said all that to say about Mendisa is you just gotta make sure you enjoy your life here. Yeah. Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
You know. Live for God, live for Jesus, and keep rocking out, man. Because you just never know. And love on your family because you just never know when your time is. Yeah. All jokes aside, man,
you never know.
I mean, yeah.
I was even thinking about our family vacation that we take. We try to take one once a year.
Yeah.
But this year, just about everybody was there. And it was just so refreshing to see the babies growing and them learning and really just getting in there and creating core memories is what I call it.
Yes.
And not being boggled down with whatever else is going on in the world. Cause I literally, Jay, walked away from my phone. I didn't do any social media, no TikToks, no nothing. Because you just need to unplug some. Sometimes you need to unplug and get into the moment. Spend time with your family because, like we're talking about, you never know when your last moment is gonna be. You don't want your last moments to be you were scrolling or you were burdened down with something cares of this world, something you can't even change.
Yes,
when you can create moments with your family, with your children. moments that last forever.
Period. Period. What's next? Let's keep it rolling. We got any, know, we got anything else, Daddy?
Moments. I think you know, that's it. We wanted to keep this.
This is gonna be a quick one, y'all. In case y'all don't know, we live in my mama house. Yeah. So if you hear some footsteps, we here. And we at my mama house, so I told you, I'm keep it real.
We are.
Yeah, that's
because
that's
we wanted to try, we wanted to do this in person since I was here, you're here.
Yes.
And, you know, it just makes sense to do it together.
Yes.
Because I go home tomorrow.
Yeah, she go home tomorrow.
I go home tomorrow. And then so the next one will be virtual.
Yes, we will be back virtual for the next one. And I'm going to try to have a good flight, man. Enjoy your flight.
Actually, our flight leaves at 5 tomorrow. I thought I left at 3.
5 p.m. 5 p.m. right here.
P.m. tomorrow. And it's always just an hour and a half straight flight from here to Toronto, Canada. So if we got Toronto, Canada viewers out there.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to all my guys that's from Toronto, all my supporters out there. Y'all always, you know, you always let me know. Your sister's from Canada. Okay, I'm from Canada, Toronto. They be telling me I got to come out there.
Yeah, you got to.
I got to come out there in Toronto. Give us the rundown on Toronto.
Has some spots. Honestly, I'm not from Toronto. I'm from St. Louis, but
How about talk about your experience from St. Louis to Toronto as a St. Louisan?
The multicultural. You like it? Yeah, I love it. I love that everything's multicultural. You get people from all walks of life, literally. You get people from Jamaica, from the islands.
Yeah, okay.
You get people from Africa. You get people from Europe. Truly is like a melting pot. It feels like if any of you are from New York City, then you know how it feels to have everybody kind of have their own little community. Mm-hmm. You got the Chinese people got their community. Jewish people got their community.
Yeah.
Jamaican people got their community. Everybody has, Italian people have their community, but there is no, like respect of segregation. It's not like we envy you and you envy me and we draw the line here, but it's just like we're in our area, but we do love Jamaican food. We do love Greek Town, right?
Yeah.
Which is on the Danforth. Some of the things, out to the Danforth. Also, there are wonderful pockets of cultural differences. My husband is Ethiopian, so then you got Ethiopian community where they eat all of the good food like that. So I thoroughly enjoy that part. And also we got like the distillery district area you get the historical district. And of course, Niagara Falls. Like, how can we talk about Canada without talking about Niagara Falls? Beautiful from the Canadian side.
Now talk about St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Well, what you up to say?
You see how that switched up? You say talk about St. Louis. Shell just said, the arch.
Yeah, we got the arch.
Ain't much to talk about.
No, we got the Central West End. Point being. Beautiful Forest Park, where they do the movies in the park. Yeah, okay, got the...
Yeah, the Loop got a lot of stuff,
the Loop,
man.
The Loop?
Yes.
Talk about the Loop, the restaurants on the Loop.
Yes.
Fire. Like,
get you a little soda or something.
Get you a little cream soda. Get you a root beer.
Yes.
You know?
Let me tell y'all something about St. Louis. St. Louis is a beautiful city, man.
It is.
You know, it's a beautiful city, especially if you're from here. You know it's beautiful, but if you're not from here, you got to come to St. Louis and give it a chance.
Yeah.
Don't go to East Side.
No.
Don't go to the Arch at night.
No. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
You know, I'm pretty sure Toronto, it's a lot of places you don't want to be after a certain time.
Absolutely.
People that's from St. Louis like to talk down on St. Louis, but I ain't going to talk down on my city because everybody got a hood.
Everybody
got a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go somewhere in Toronto at the wrong time and see what happened to you.
Yeah, it's plenty of spots. It's
everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Every place's got something negative about it.
Yes.
But you got to look at the positive, especially if you're repping your city.
But I want to give out shout out to everybody from St. Louis, man. All my St. Louis homies, home team. I love y'all, man. Y'all know I'm putting on for the Lou.
Yeah.
I ain't never going to talk bad about the city because it's bad in every city.
It is.
You know, because we always talk about the bad side of St. Louis, but we don't never talk about the good.
What about I think my favorite, the one thing I can honestly say about leaving St. Louis and going to Toronto is the Chinese food. Like, we was talking about
this. You ain't
gonna
get it nowhere. We got the best Chinese food on God's green earth.
What you saying?
Period. Gooey butter cake. That started here. Gooey butter cake started here.
Deep fried ravioli?
Yeah, toasted ravioli. Come on, say it right. Toasted ravioli started here.
What you saying? Yes. You can't find it nowhere.
You know, we're gonna do a whole podcast on St. Louis alone, and that's gonna be about an hour.
Yeah, that is.
That's gonna be about an hour.
And that podcast, we probably should be walking around St. Louis and introducing people to some of the spots they don't even know.
And I'm I'm gonna have it on me because you. I'm gonna have it on me because St. Louis. Some of y'all be walking up to me.
But nice. They be showing love though.
They be showing me love. Man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it real. I've never had a horrible interaction with anybody from St. Louis. If you really think about it,
because
other than in the grocery stores, people don't want to work, stuff like that, the simple stuff. But I've never had a horrible interaction
because you're a sweet person and you kind and genuine.
Or is it because I'm from here? You know how to move when you're from here. That too.
Probably a little bit of that, but I think when people see the way you are on social media, they already know if they run into you in person, you're gonna be a cool.
They already know that. Yeah, that's
the same.
Yeah,
you ain't switching it up. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't never switching up.
It's the same thing.
But for now, man, Lounge Talk with J18.
Yeah.
Sorry for the wait. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. We back virtual, baby.
Hey, be encouraged. Keep the Lord in your heart, and know that if God be for you, He's more than a world that's against you.
And keep laughing. Find something to laugh at. Go follow me, J18, on Instagram. Go to my YouTube page at J18. Find a reason to smile. Find a reason to laugh, y'all, because life is not that serious.
Yeah.
All right? Because when you laugh, I promise you, you're going to forget about what you've been through.
Absolutely.
So is that it?
I think that's it.
Till next time. We out, baby.
Bye, y'all.
Yep.